We can add or change the depth of field in any photo in Photoshop. It's a lot of fun. It's really easy to do, okay? So if you didn't quite get it right when you take the shot, well, take the photo into Photoshop and apply some of these techniques that we're going to do on the video. Okay, look at this photo we have right here. You can follow along with me. Just go into the Project Files folder on the CD and then open up the Changing Depth of Field folder, and in there you'll find the depth of field photo, and you can go ahead and follow along with me. Okay, so we have a picture of a guy's playing golf, a nice sunny day, but you can see in the background it's still in a little bit of focus there. We're not applying much focus to the golfer, okay? And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to make the background out of focus and make the golfer, just the golfer himself, in focus, okay? So let me show you how to do this. First thing, I want you to come over to the toolbar and I want you to select the gradient tool. Now, if you don't see the gradient tool, the paint bucket tool may be selected. Just click on the paint bucket tool and a little menu will pop out and you can select the gradient tool from there, right there. Then next, I want you to come down here to the bottom of the toolbar and click this button right here to go into edit in quick mask mode, right there. Okay, perfect. Now bring the gradient cursor just to the image right here. What we're going to do is set how narrow we want this depth of field to be, okay? So let's see, we wanted everything from this point back out of focus, but everything from this point forward in focus. So let me show you how to do this with the gradient tool. Just position where you want it to end, where everything, I'm going to position it right here, and hold down the shift key on the keyboard and click the mouse and just drag right to the point where you want it to be in focus, right there. And you can see we can apply a mask, but it's gradual. So you see that's a gradual mask coming into the point where his feet are. Right where his feet are is the point where we want to be in focus. Okay, are you getting me all? Okay, all right, let's just go ahead and I'll get on with the tutorial here. What we're going to do next, I'm going to go ahead and select the eraser tool on the toolbar. And then I'm going to bring out, let's go ahead and select the nice, about a 65 pixel size soft brush, and I'm just going to zoom in to the man here. I'm just going to zoom into him just a little bit. There we go. And I'm going to go ahead and just erase away the mask. Okay, so we reveal the guy here. Here we go. Make sure we get his hair and everything, because we don't want this area affected. And that's what we're telling Photoshop. We want only the background to have the effect. I'm going to go ahead and just scroll down here a little bit, make sure I get his feet and everything, and there we go. That's pretty much it right there. Okay, looking pretty good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and zoom out here a little bit. There we go. Now, next, come right over here to the toolbar and switch back to standard mode by clicking on this button right here, and you should see a selection. Now, after this, come right up here to filter, and I'm sorry, come over here to select, and we first have to inverse the selection. There we go. Now come up here to filter, come down here to blur, and now check this out. This is a brand new feature in Photoshop CS, and it's called lens blur, okay? This will actually give more of a realistic blur, just like a camera being out of focus or having a shot where it's not quite in focus. Lens blur has a lot more realistic effect, like we get from right off our cameras, okay? This is a lot better to use than using the Gaussian blur, which was the old way. Okay, you can see we can still do it, but we want more of a realistic effect now, so we're going to start using lens blur instead. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll just resize it right here. It looks like it should all fit on the screen. So there you go. Check this out. We can preview it real time. And we actually have a depth map. We can actually control the source of what map we want to apply. And if you look down here where it says iris, we can actually control the shape of the iris. Okay, we have octagon, we have square, pentagon. We have different, depending on the camera you have, you want to match your iris shape to this one. That way you can make it look, do it basically whatever you want. There's so many options here. So there we go. I'm going to go ahead and just set what I want here. This is before, and this is after. So we've enhanced the depth of field. I'm going to go up here and click OK, and come up here to select, deselect, and there you go.